We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to Disney Nation!
Ice Spice shoots down pregnancy buzz. She says she's just fat.
All right, okay. And Chrissy Teigen admits her cookbook recipes are evil.
And Andrew Freund chats with Sofia Vergara and the rest of their cast about the new series Griselda. But first, HK, what you got?
Envy for Andrew Freund. Mm-hmm. Well, we have a Dish Debate! So 21 Savage was the latest guest on Shannon Sharpe's Club Shay Shay, where 21 opened up about fatherhood and why he thinks broke parents are better than rich parents. Check it out.
I be feeling like I don't be doing all the way my job because of my job.
Right.
I feel like the best parents, in my opinion, is parents that don't got it all. I feel like broke parents are better than rich parents, mm-hmm. in my opinion, because when you broke, you got way more time.
Mm-hmm.
I hear his message. I don't necessarily agree with the articulation. I think, you know, what he does keeps him on the road. Because sometimes when you're a broke parent, you have to work even more jobs just to make sure you can pay for everything.
Right. You might be working 60, 80 hours a week. You might have two jobs, three jobs if you're a broke parent.
Yeah.
I never felt rich or I never felt poor either. Yeah. I was good. I had everything I needed. Yeah. Didn't miss no meals. I had a lot of love, time and family time and all kinds of stuff.
And that's good parenting right there.
Yeah, you don't realize until you get older and you do get some money. Like, damn, that house is little.
Right. My mom always told us we had all of what we need and some of what we wanted.
Yeah. So. Do you guys feel like money does make you a better parent in some instances, though? Like, y'all got money.
You can get more things, but you still have to spend time.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and if you don't spend time, whether you rich or you poor, you still feel guilty for not spending time with your kid. Right. You know what I'm saying? When I come to Dish, I'll be like, damn, I miss my kid.
Yeah.
And when I get back, that's all I want to do. But then I need a nap because I'm tired as hell. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds to me like 21 has been spending a lot of time on the road.
Yeah, he has. He was on tour with Drake. He's just been on tour a lot.
And he recording in a relationship with what that girl, the little rapper?
Yeah, they won't admit to it, but yeah.
Yeah, we know they together, right?
Somebody hitting the lotto.
Okay. Well, moving on,
but
child.
I think he's got a whole family and stuff.
He does have
and
a whole family.
He still is hitting
he just got a green card here. He just got his green card to be here.
Oh.
Yeah, those guys with green cards, they sure will do it to you. All right, well, moving on. Looking like fans had a serious concern over Ice Spice recently. So Ice took to social media to share a few photos and videos where she appeared to be in some sort of getaway. And in one of the pictures in particular, Ice seems to have a protruding belly. Well, fans took to the comment section of the photos asking if she was pregnant and who's the baby daddy.
Oh,
Ice Spice responded, nobody's pregnant, just fat.
The world want everybody pregnant.
Yeah, okay. That's true. Mm-hmm.
They looking for a belly, a baby bump in everybody.
But do y'all think it's because people have grown to just recognize manufactured bodies, so when they see a real body,
they don't recognize it.
Right. It's like you see a little belly, like that's natural.
They feel like because she's a celebrity, she's supposed to be snatched and tugged and BBL'd and SLT'd.
SLT.
What's an SLT?
The hell if I know.
It makes me think about Halle Bailey, right? Like, she kind of kept her pregnancy a secret, and so now a lot of fans are, like, trying to find it and out a pregnancy.
Yeah. Everybody's either presumed to be on Ozempic or pregnant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's nothing
in
between.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Ozempic or ovulating.
Right. I was going to say, Gary, you ever had a bloated belly?
Hell, I got one now, but I got on a girdle. So you can't tell.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, you guys remember how Chrissy Teigen used to be all about cooking?
Yeah.
Everyone remembers that, right?
Yeah.
She wrote a couple cookbooks a few years back. Well, on Live with Kelly and Mark, she admitted she used to be pretty hardcore about it, but she's relaxed a little since then. Jesse, do you want to tell us what she said?
I used to tell people outrageous things like, make sure you get fresh thyme and take the time to pick the leaves. And now I'm like, oh no, if I make lasagna now, I'm like, this is evil. I can't believe I did this to people.
what?
Well, this is Mom Chrissy Teigen talking now. She don't have as much time as she used to have when she used to just be drinking all the time on camera and like doing what she wanted. Right. Now your priorities done switched up.
Right. Yo, Chrissy Teigen, when she was drinking and just firing hot takes off on Twitter, that was an era right
there. Oh, yes. She'd be canceled one time per week. I could, that's why she had so much time to go pick times.
I'm glad she
was canceled every week.
Exactly. You see cheek toes in the bed and stuff. She was doing all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah. But what do y'all think about people who do push this? Like, you got to get everything fresh. There's this one TikToker who's going viral because she made her husband cinema rolls, and she made them from scratch.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
When she makes bread, she makes the bread from scratch. Yeah. And it's like some people get angry about that because they're like, girl, we ain't all got the time to be picking
time. If you got time to do that, then go ahead. Be my guest. But most of us want to just stop at Cinnabon.
One of our camera people makes her own berries.
Yeah, that's a thing. It's like we picking berries, we picking thyme, we picking tomato, we picking cotton. I'm tired of picking.
We need to start picking cotton, damn it. That'll be good. Go back to that.
All right, y'all, it's time for some vintage tea.
Oh.
So think back to the early 90s, Jesse. I know you were just an infant, but bear with us, darling. Madonna was on top of the world, and Beverly Hills 90210 was one of the hottest shows on TV. Well, on their podcast, 90210MG, Tori Spelling dished with Jenny Garth about Madonna dating their co-star, the late Luke Perry. Ooh. Tori said, I will never forget him pulling me into his dressing room and telling me I felt so confided in. Oh my God, he's telling me about Madonna. I was like, you're the coolest person in the whole world. One, because you're Luke Perry, and two, because Madonna wants you. Tori also said that they kept things like this from Jenny because she liked the gossip too much.
Oh, sorry about Jenny. Damn.
You know the friend that can't hold water, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is what it is.
So he was with Madonna. Was this like a prayer, like a verse, like
early
a prayer?
Early 90s, before Vogue.
Yeah. Oh, so it was before Vogue.
Prime.
Girl, it was the Madonna, hell. He dated her.
Jesus. Yeah, girl, we over here like, we don't know, bitch.
Oh, no, different.
I don't know my Madonna eras. Madonna from like the late 80s to the late 90s, though.
And this is still after the sex book Madonna, too.
And she had whoever she wanted to pick up the litter. I'll have him. Yes. You get Luke, and you get some of Luke, and you get some of Luke.
Dang. She was folding them up like that?
She was the material girl. Everybody wanted the sample.
You know, she was kissing girls way back in the day. Okay.
Did you ever cross paths with Madonna?
I did see Madonna a few times, but I ain't get no kiss or
nothing. Damn, I was going to say, did you get you ain't get no tongue action or nothing?
No, hell no. Hell no.
Right, speaking of more black history, the 2024 NAACP Image Award nominations were just announced, and check out the nominees for Entertainer of the Year. All right, now we got three cast members from The Color Purple. We got Oscar nominee Coleman Domingo, Fantasia Barrino, and Halle Bailey, who, of course, also had The Little Mermaid out in 2023. And get this, the other two nominees are Keke Palmer and Usher. Now, just like every award show, these some very, you know, rough and tough categories. Who do y'all feel like should walk away with these trophies?
Taraji P. Henson.
Why they not nominating Taraji? What's up with that?
They felt like she wouldn't have liked the dressing room or something.
Taraji did? At the NAACP
So Taraji did get nominated just not for Entertainment of the Year, but she got supporting role. Okay, cool.
I want Coleman to win.
She should get one for supporting actress and also supporting actors.
Oh.
Because that's totally what she did.
Hello.
You know, she spoke up.
She out here having her own strike. How you doing?
Yeah. Hey.
Why didn't they nominate Oprah?
She didn't act in the movie.
She wasn't in the movie?
No.
Oh. Up next, honey, does Keke Palmer have her eyes on a new man, baby, who's from a famous family? That tea right after the break.
Ooh, Keke!
Keke!
Yeah, you better move on.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey, yo, yo!
All right, y'all. Well, Keke Palmer has spoken. The big boss hit the gram to let us know she ain't losing no sleep over her baby daddy, Darius Jackson, because she is around fine men, okay? She posted a photo of her and Marlon Wayans with the caption, maturity is knowing Marlon Wayans is and was always the finest Wayne. I love them all, though.
I can hear her now.
Okay.
Love them all, though.
Love them all, though. She ain't lying, though.
Yeah,
Marlon has always been the finest Wayans. He's aging very, very well. I always thought he was going to be who J-Hud was going to pop out with, to be honest.
Really?
Remember after they did that, the Aretha Franklin movie. Yeah, after they did the Respect movie for Aretha Franklin and they had their little scenes together, I was like, ooh, this right here would have been it. He's fine. Well, it seems like the fans agree because the comments were lit with women and men saying she ain't lying. What y'all think?
What?
Marlon's a great person. Like, he's got a great spirit, good personality. I think if they're both single, this would be cute.
Really?
I know he has kids, you know. I don't know how much older he is than her, but I don't think she
Marlon's
cares.
Marlon's in his 50s, but she's 30.
Yeah.
His lotion different.
This is cute. Yeah.
What?
His lotion different. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way, like, for him to be the age he is and to look like he's still, like, in his 20s or early 30s, like, yo, to be 51 and look like you 27.
Yeah. The most I'd give him is, like, 35.
Somewhere I got older than Marlon a few years ago, and I don't know how that happened.
Really? Damn, I thought everybody was stressing Sean Wayans. You remember, like, when he was on Living Color? Right. Like, everybody was all on his jock, SW1.
Everybody that I know love Marlon more.
Really?
Yeah. I always thought it was Sean. Even when they had we're brothers, we're happy, when they had their own show, it was always Marlon was a sex symbol. And I was like, I was like, no, I'm sorry. It was Sean. Always Sean. Is there like another fine family like this, like the Marlon, like the Wayans?
The Jacksons.
That's true. The Jacksons was fine.
Yeah, girl,
they was fine. Yeah.
How you feel about the DeBarge boys?
They was fine, too. You know what? It's a lot of fine families.
Yeah, the DeBarges were very
Yeah, it's a lot of fine families.
All right, now speaking of keeping it real, during a recent interview, Lil Wayne kept it 100, especially when it came to people speaking and hating on his protege, Drizzy Drake. Now here's what Weezy said on why the Drake hate is so real. Check it out.
Why they be hating on Drake like this? That's what I don't understand.
He red. He likes him.
That's true. That's a touche.
He likes it. We've been doing that. That's history. That's just American history, man. That's American history.
I don't think it's accurate. I feel like guys hate on light-skinned dudes. I feel like Drake's superpower is his light-skinnedness. He gets hated on, I think, by guys in addition to the light-skinned thing because he sings.
That's what I mean?
And a lot of times people want you to pick one lane, which I think is whack. Do it all if you can.
Right.
And I think the people that hate because they can't. Mm.
Mm. And most of the guys that hate are upset because they're Drake.
Well, I mean, I don't make music, but why y'all hate on me?
Because
you hate on everybody else.
Cause I'm light-skinned.
It's like tennis. We like to bring it back. And because, like, not all light-skinned rappers get hated on. Everybody loved Heavy D. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Yes.
J. Cole is one of the nastiest artists in the game. He's light-skinned, but he has a dark-skinned heart.
Okay. why is that separated like that? What is that? Drake said that about himself. He's like, I'm light skinned, but I'm still a dark.
That was a self-affirmation he was saying to himself.
So exactly.
So he could believe it.
All right, y'all. Coming up next, Andrew Freund sits down to dish with the beautiful Sofia Vergara about her new series, Griselda. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am here in Miami getting ready to sit down with Sofia Vergara and the cast of Griselda. Take a look. Okay, how much fake cocaine did you do on this shoot?
I did a lot of fake cocaine, but not as much as I smoked.
Fake smoked.
Yeah, fake smoke.
And what is that? What's the fake cocaine made out of?
Milk powder?
It's a milk powder.
Yeah.
And the cigarettes are an herbal cigarette. And we sent her to fake rehab for her.
And the director taught me how to do it all because I was very, very worried about it because, you know, you want to go prepare. Yeah. And I also didn't want it to be on set and he, you know, losing time, not knowing what to do. So he would come to my house. We would read the scripts. He would teach me how to smoke. To do the cocaine, the fake cocaine, the powder in the nose thing does not feel great at all. And I would try to do it really good so I didn't have to do many takes of it.
What were you surprised to learn about Griselda when you guys were all researching? What kind of surprised you about her?
The fact that
Griselda or Sofia?
Yeah.
Both.
What do you mean?
Both. We'll start with Griselda, then we'll go to Sofia.
We found a little bit more, you know, interesting stuff about Sofia than Griselda. She's even weirder than Griselda.
How is Sofia weird? How is she?
She's your best friend.
In the first minute.
The truth is, Griselda, you can learn a lot about her on the internet. You can just read about the history and stuff like that. So we didn't want to really focus on the historic, you know, factual things. We wanted to create this universe and we wanted to work from the script and, you know, create this whole universe. So it's really surprising when you get to read where the story goes instead of, you know, what the history said. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Totally agree.
También.
Whatever you said.
Yeah.
You know, we're still having fun, as you can see.
Yeah, I mean, clearly. Talk to me about hunting down Sofia Vergara in the show, and also how gratifying was it when you finally got her?
Yes, I mean, honestly, they did it perfectly because we shot that towards the end of filming. So the anticipation was very real. Like the ability, when I finally saw her, it was a very real experience and it was very gratifying. She was someone that was in pursuit, like June Hawkins, the person, in pursuit of her for a very long time.
What was your favorite outfit? Or is there any also fashion from the 70s or 80s you were like, that can stay there?
Well, yeah, I love that fashion because it's very eccentric and fun. But I was trying to take Griselda very, you know, far away from me and my taste. I picked for Griselda the colors that don't look good on me. Griselda wasn't dressing sexy like I would dress. I also have very skinny arms, my real arms, so I made sure that they wouldn't bring me anything that had like short sleeves because I wanted to cover my skinny arms. And it was like a lot of little details that at the end, when I would, you know, dressed every day, I was like, okay, it's hideous, it's perfect.
Well, you pulled it off. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you so much.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's our last story of the day. So, all right, get your appetites ready. Applebee's just might have become the hottest date night spot for 2024 because, get this, guys, for the low, low price of $200, the Restaurant Train is offering an exclusive weekly date night pass entitling customers up to $30 worth of food per week for an entire year. There's 52 weeks. Somebody do the math on that. This does not include alcoholic beverages, but everything else is up for grabs. Now, this deal rolled out on Monday, and it was pretty well received because, guys, it sold out in 1 minute. Oh. So what do you think of this, and when are we going to Applebee's?
Where can two people eat for $30?
It's just off the top, though. Like, maybe you eat for $50, but it only costs you $20. Jesse, you're going out on a date. This guy's like, meet me at Applebee's. And you're like, okay, cool. Maybe not your ideal first date spot, but then he's like, yo, I paid $200, and I get $30 worth of food free per week. Are you still good with it?
I mean, I had a guy take me to the Olive Garden 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Okay. If he got any swag, though, he wouldn't tell that.
He wouldn't tell, yeah.
But you got to respect the guy's honesty that would tell you that off top.
When the bill comes, you just cover the bill
exactly.
Like
you ball. You do a hush-hush.
Would that make the water on your beach retract like the water?
It ain't going to be no water on that shore, baby.
Just like I do with a gift card, bitch. Just put it on the damn tray, honey.
Slide it under. Yeah. Uh-uh. You don't got to be like, I have this gift card.
Right. Yeah. Like, that's so
the girl going to be like, ooh.
Santa cousins be doing it. Oh, I got a card today.
Hello, would you like to see my Applebee's gift card? This one's on me, baby.
Like when people pay with points.
Oh! You know, well, I can't pay with points.
No, don't ever let a woman see.
You pay for stuff with points, you're going to get in that room and there ain't going to be no sheets in it.
Oh, this is a points room.
Not a point
hair. TV don't work.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.